Fierce fighting in eastern Ukraine just hours before a ceasefire comes into force. Reports say that heavy clashes have erupted in several areas, including the strategic town of Debaltseve. Residents in Donetsk have also reported new shelling, while the Russian TV says that Luhansk also came under bombardment overnight. In Bahrain, people are marking the fourth anniversary of their popular uprising. Security forces have clashed with demonstrators in Nouadhrab village. They fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. Protesters shouted anti-regime slogans and demanded the immediate release of Al-Wafa Party Secretary General Sheikh Ali Salman. Over 700 artists from different religions and nationalities have joined a cultural boycott of Israel over its inhumane actions. The campaigners say they won't engage in business-as-usual cultural relations with Israel. They also say they will reject initiatives, or invitations rather, to Israel and funding from institutions linked to it. Russia's envoy to NATO has accused the Western military alliance of seeking to isolate Moscow from Europe. Alexander Grushko says NATO is under pressure from the U.S. and other countries to drive a wedge between Russia and the rest of Europe. He also says that military dialogue between the two sides has stopped. The death toll from a militant attack on a Shia mosque in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar has mounted to 21 after an injured person succumbed to his wounds. Several pro-Taliban gunmen opened fire at worshippers inside the mosque and then detonated their explosives as Friday prayers were underway. The United Nations has urged Mexico to probe the alleged involvement of state forces in thousands of disappearances. The UN has accused Mexico of failing to list how many people have disappeared in the country. It says that the lack of information has blocked efforts to find the victims. Israel has released a 14-year-old Palestinian girl arrested on her way home from school 6 weeks ago. Malak al-Khatib is one of the youngest Palestinians held by Israel. She was charged with planning to attack Israelis. Malak was greeted by her parents and relatives in the West Bank town of Beitin. And a county coroner in Washington plans to order an inquest into a police shooting of an unarmed Mexican-born laborer. Dan Blastel says he wants to determine whether the shooting was justifiable or not. New mobile footage shows Antonio Zambrana Montes was shot as he held out his hands in front, trying to flee.